Former State Probation Commissioner John O'Brien and two top aides convicted 2 years ago on federal corruption charges related to a probation department patronage scandal will not be going to prison. A federal appeals court judge has thrown out their convictions, calling patronage distasteful but not illegal, and saying federal prosecutors overstepped their bounds. For more on this, we turn to WBUR legal analyst and former federal court judge Nancy Gertner. Good morning, Judge. And thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Let me ask you, how did prosecutors overstep as the judge sees it?
Well, the government used really the bludgeon of federal mail fraud and racketeering law to try to argue that what was essentially a patronage scheme, a political scheme to reward people by giving them jobs, and in exchange the probation department would get, you know, better budgets and get more money for the organization, that was now characterized as ordinary bribery and rather than, frankly, ordinary politics.
Do you think this case was destined for problems for the prosecution on appeal?
Yes, I mean, there was something intrinsically wrong about the theory. There's no personal benefit here. There's not the standard quid pro quo exchange that you would see in a bribery situation. What there is the kind of diffuse, you watch out for my agency, and in exchange I'll hire people you give me, that is so endemic in politics that it can't count as a crime.
So are you saying that prosecution in cases such as this really aren't possible unless there's actually a cash payment involved?
Well, it was more than a cash payment. Both sides of this equation were problematic. One is, I'm going to give you a job, patronage. And what are you going to get in exchange for the job? You're going to get essentially increased funding and the era of good feeling with the legislators. It's not good government for sure, but the court was very clear that they didn't think that the federal government should be policing the state government practices.
U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz called herself disappointed by the decision, but noted that the court said the defendants abused the hiring process to ensure that favored candidates were promoted or appointed in exchange for favorable budget treatment from the state legislature and increased control over the probation department. But, you know, she lost the case. That statement, quoted in the Boston Globe this morning, feels a little thin.
Well, it is, and you have to realize that what's going on here, which is very troubling, is the use of the criminal law, and particularly the federal criminal law, to deal with things that are not appropriate for the criminal law. You shouldn't be taking, again, ordinary politics. You shouldn't be taking this kind of unpleasant, unfortunate behavior and use the criminal law to basically police it.
I want to pull you out of your legal role for a second and place you in politics with this question. House Speaker Robert DeLeo, who was an unindicted co-conspirator in this case, said the decision to overturn the convictions was a complete exoneration of the legislature. But the judge did call patronage, and patronage especially in this case, distasteful. So does that mean the legislature has a free hand to continue distasteful acts up on Beacon Hill?
No, the way to look at this is to look at this. We have a range of weapons to deal with bad conduct, right? The criminal law is one weapon, and that is, like thermonuclear war, and you use that only when the law is clear and there's clear misconduct. Just because it's not criminal doesn't mean it's right. And no one should walk away from this saying, boy, we have a wonderful system, because that's obviously not true.
Senior lecturer at Harvard Law School, retired federal judge, and WBUR legal analyst Nancy Gertner, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much.